95.9 X Rock Radio. Good to have you with us. Fairbanks Funny Festival time. You know, we always have the week where we have all the comics come up and we do the show with Tracy Smith this week. We teach comedy and we have all these local folks doing the show. We just had the Junior Funny Fest where we had kids doing comedy for the first time. And we like wrap it up with a bow and a big bang. And we're real excited because we got Brian Posehn with us this weekend. We've been talking it up. You heard it. You've seen the ad. So we're very excited. He's on the phone with us now. Brian, what is going on? Good to have you here, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad, not bad. Now, have you been to Alaska? Have you done Anchorage before? A lot of the guys have done Anchorage and maybe not necessarily Fairbanks before.
Yeah, I haven't been to Fairbanks yet, but I did a school in Anchorage a couple of years ago. Can't remember
probably
what it was.
University or something? Right, UAA.
Yeah, I think so. I just did one show, kind of flew in and flew out.
Right. So now you'll get it right in the middle of winter here, so it's like it's a whole different experience, and we're a bit farther north. A lot of folks excited. It's funny because, you know, we bring up comics have big resumes, but, man, yours is, I don't even want to list it because it really goes on. You're one of those guys that has had, you know, so many comics get to do, you know, some TV, but do you consider yourself more of a comic or an actor? Because anymore, I mean, between movies and TV, there's little you haven't done yet.
Well, when I moved to LA, I always wanted to just... I don't get the people who move here and just do one thing.
Right.
I moved here to write and act, and I love doing stand-up. I mean, stand-up's where I started.
Right.
And that's, like, the purest thing for me. That's the thing I've loved the longest. You know, I started as a stand-up fan of guys like Steve Martin and things like that and got into it. That's what I'm always going to consider myself. The acting, I mean, yeah, I've done a ton.
Oh, my God.
I think because I have such a character-y thing going that a lot of my other stand-up friends might not have.
It so totally works. It really does. And it's so funny because the name, a lot of folks, I'll go, oh, Brian Posehn. They'll go, oh, my God, I'm a big fan. And other people go, Brian Posehn. And it's like, oh, that guy. Oh, my God, I love that guy. You must get that guy stuff, like, all the time.
I've been that guy for a long time, and I don't mind being that guy.
Hell no. It's totally recognizable.
I own a that guy house, and I drive a that guy car, and I got a that guy wife. You know, so,
all right. And, I mean, I was looking at it from Seinfeld to Friends, just a big bang from, like, last season. And, the Saget roast. I remember you doing the Saget roast. Was that the one?
Yeah, man.
I think so, yeah. And then, of course.
Yeah, and I do heavy metal roast now. I just
did
Zach Wilde 2 years ago, and I did Corey Taylor last year.
Right on. Well, being the metal station, we can totally relate to that. So that's
nice.
Awesome.
Just, that guy has worked out for me, you know. People know where to find, you know, if you need a guy who's almost 7 feet tall and has bird-like features and loves heavy metal, the guy.
Oh, you're so going to fit in here. So going to fit in. And I have total respect for comics that get into acting rather than the other way around. I've gone to a couple of little comedy festivals in North Hollywood that's just filled with actors trying to do comedy, and it's really sad. It's really sad.
That doesn't usually work out.
Right. No, never. Never. You either got it or not.
I think of somebody who found out they were funny later in life. I mean, there's people that have had careers and then turned into, you know, Rodney Dangerfield famously is a guy who didn't, you know, do stand-up till his 50s.
Right.
But I can't think of too many actors who then suddenly discovered they were hilarious.
Right. Some have tried and it never really works out. Our guest is Brian Posehn, who's going to be performing two nights, Saturday night at the Blue Loon. By the way, you're going to love the venue. It's fantastic. 7 and 10 o'clock. Get your tickets now online, theblueloon.com. Suck up to us or get over to Gulliver's Books. And speaking of books, the comic shop here in town is a local hangout. You're kind of into that world as well with the work you've been doing in comics.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the place and I don't have it finalized yet, but
right.
I will be doing a signing in Fairbanks that afternoon.
Right, right. That's the comic shop.
I don't have enough time in Anchorage, but in Fairbanks, it'll probably be 2 o'clock that afternoon on Saturday.
Comic shop. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I love doing that. It's the people that, are, you know, the people that read the book and like the comedy. It's kind of nice to, connect those. So I've been doing that a lot. When I'm on the road, I show up at comic shops in whatever town I'm in.
It's perfect, of course. And now, also being into rock and everything, I think one of your creepier roles was when you worked with Rob Zombie.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome.
It's still one of my it's on my highlight reel.
Oh, yeah, because you kind of got to get outside. Every once in a while with your acting career, you've got to go outside of the that guy box, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I'd like to do it more. I mean, right. I've auditioned for more drama stuff than I've got, but, it's nice. The Rob Zombie thing came about because he was friends with my friend Chris Hardwick, who had done the first movie, House of a Thousand Corpses. So, and I was not jealous. Well, yeah, I was kind of jealous.
Hell yeah.
Chris Hardwick's not a metal guy, so I was like, how do you know Rob Zombie? Like, do you even name any White Zombie albums or songs? And, and I was a big fan. So, and he kind of goes, oh, Rob would love you. You guys should meet. So one time I just went over with Chris, and then Rob wrote me into the movie and been friends ever since.
And of course, Sarah Silverman, you've been all over the Sarah Silverman program as well. She's equally as twisted and got to be tons of fun to work with also.
She's one of my oldest friends. Yeah. We met when she was like 18 and I wasn't. I'm a couple years older than her, so we've been friends ever since.
Fantastic. Our guest, of course, Brian Posehn is going to be performing this weekend. We already told you. Wrapping up the 14th annual Fairbanks Funny Festival, North America's Farthest North Comedy Festival, and we're real excited. Also, before we let you go, you got somebody that's going to be coming up and working with you as well. Let's give him some plugs.
Oh, Jeremy Essig, one of the funniest guys. I have a good eye. The last couple of feature acts that I've had were Kyle Kinane and Anthony Jeselnik. And then I had Ron Funches for a while too. So, I picked these guys and they work with me for a little while and then they become headliners on their own.
And now you get to drag his ass up to Fairbanks, Alaska. How cool.
Yeah, Jeremy's really funny. I found him in St. Louis a couple years ago and he has one joke that I won't give away. The joke made me a fan of his forever.
Excellent.
And, the rest of the stuff he does is equally hilarious. He's a funny, smart dude.
So we got a double shot this Saturday night with Brian Posehn right here in Fairbanks at the Blue Loon for the Funny Festival. Brian, we'll let you go. Looking forward to the shows, meeting you and hanging out, buddy. Have a good trip up.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
All right.
Good one.
Good talking to you, too. That's Brian Posehn. 95.9 X-Rock Radio. We play everything that rocks.